All right, and welcome back to Out of the Woods. We have live music in the studio tonight. Yes, indeed, we do. Kate McLeod is here. I'm going to test out her microphone. Are you there, Kate?
I am here.
There she
Hi,
is.
John.
All right. Drag that down a little bit, and there we go. Welcome.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
Glad to have you aboard. And what you got going on around here that brings you to this neck of the woods?
Well, I actually come up to this neck of the woods now and then. I haven't done a lot of playing up here, but I was in town visiting people, and I have this new album out, and I've just been contacting people wherever I am lately to see if I can do an interview about it. So
it's a great little CD, and everybody knows the guy on there behind the CD
who
watches Antiques Roadshow or any of those other book shows where they have old books and things. He's always there, isn't he?
So that's what I'm doing here.
Excellent. Well, you got your guitar.
I do.
We can start off and play a song if you like.
I'm going to play a song. This is a song that's never even made it on one of my albums, except, oh, actually, I did it with Kat Eggleston. So I'm going to warm up here with a song called I Love You Is Sometimes a Sound. Say I love you. You went to say I love you. You went for me to say it too. But I love you is sometimes a sound. A better sentence could be, how do I love you? How do I know you? How do I lift you up? How do I not let you down? If I love you is sometimes a sound. I might have lost some of my hearing from listening to noise too long. And you can turn a head with a word, but turn a life around with a love that's strong. Now what about the playground and the children of any town, and the barroom and the courtroom and the music of the wedding gowns? If I love you is sometimes a sound. It could be that the words are just too easy. It could be that some of the meaning is lost. Could be someone's interpretation. Could be a subject of fiction or too high a cost. I love you, I love you. The whole world says I love you. Meanwhile, someone waits and waits and waits and waits for love. Because I love you. Heart that pounds, and the sweet chords of our longing become distorted when we bring
like it. Kate McLeod, live here on Out of the Woods. And you did that one with Kat, huh?
I did do that with Kat.
That's another one. How many did you do with her?
Two CDs. Two recordings with her. Okay. One is called Drawn from the Well, and one is called Lost and Found, the albums. I still call them albums.
Right, yeah.
I always will.
I had one or two of her solo ones once upon a time at another radio station, but I don't think I ever got to hear you two together on those. But that was a great song. I like that very
much. Thank you.
So, yeah, your new CD, we just started talking about that. You wanna
Yes, Kate McLeod at Ken Sanders Rare Books. This project came to fruition when I realized how many songs I had in my notebooks that were inspired by books. I was looking through my notebooks one day, and I said, wow, that's a lot. And actually, they're more than on the recording. I recorded some more that didn't make it on the recording, but... So this is actually a live concert that I performed for two different audiences at the same on the same day at a bookstore in Salt Lake City at Ken Sanders Rare Books. And Ken Sanders is just an icon out there. He's quite the character, and he's a book publisher, and he does appraise on the Antiques Roadshow. And he is just notoriously funny. And he's been hosting poets and authors and musicians for decades at his bookstore, so it's quite fitting that someone actually would do a project with his bookstore in mind. Yeah, so that's what I did.
Cool. Does he do music on a regular basis out there?
He just occasionally has someone coming through town who's on an off night. You know, Salt Lake City is always on the way to somewhere, as we say. We always get these great artists in Salt Lake City. They're between Denver and San Francisco. And they get to play in Salt Lake for a smaller audience, a small, very appreciative audience. We will, upon occasion, hear some amazing people at small venues there.
Very cool. Yeah, I like it when you pop the CD out. You have one of those clear inserts.
Yeah.
And there's a great photograph of you and Ken.
Yeah, that was from the evening of the concert.
That's great. And you have all these wonderful photographs of old book spines and covers and bits and pieces of antiques.
They were all from the bookstore itself, from his store.
Did you walk around taking those
pictures? Yeah, I just walked around one day and took images from the books, and we used them in the liner notes of the package. And this, on the back, of course, the listeners can't see this, but there's this background here, which is from a 400-year-old book. Of all things.
Oh, wow.
You can imagine he has some amazing books at his store. So it was really fun to work on the whole project.
Yeah, he seems like a very, very intelligent guy when you hear him talking about these old books. Seems to know his stuff, but great.
He is also the original publisher of Edward Abbey's books.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He was the first one to publish Edward Abbey.
I did not know
yes.
that.
So he's sort of responsible for that. For the troublemaker, as we call it.
I'm sort of a book person by association only, because my wife and I used to own an old used paperback shop, and I work for a company that sells books. But I hardly ever sit down and read, because I have my nose doing research and for my job all the time, so my eyes are always too burned out to open a book. But my wife, she's a voracious reader. Yeah, she's always got one going, but... So you want to play another one for us?
Yeah, I think I'll pull something off of this project with my book-inspired songs. Let's see what I've got here. I'm going to sing one that's actually from the Western region. This is based on a memoir by one of my friends. Her name is Teresa Jordan, and she grew up on a ranch in Wyoming. She wrote this wonderful memoir called Riding the White Horse Home about growing up on a ranch and losing the ranch in our generation, which is a very common story out there in that part of the country. It's hard to hang on to those large tracts of land, and there's an entire culture around ranch life. And so I'm going to sing this called Riding the White Horse Home. This story's trying to make me cry, or is this the Chinook wind?
in my eye. Was it the fathers fighting the sons, the Iron Mountain mortgage, or the passing on that one? Oh, the people buried there, their silver spurs were always passed down to someone. They fixed the old corral, they saved the orphan calf, they built the hall where we had fun. We knew the land so well, we knew each other well. I dreamed of riding my white horse, while nothing would keep fate from taking the ranch away. Oh, well, the ladies moved away. The local store and the station, they burned down. My daddy broke another leg. I had my graduation day, yet only the Hogback Hills will stay here. I drifted so I did become, until I wrote down the memories of my loved one. Now my new love, he's sure the one. He knows where I come from, and we ride horses when we're near some. We knew the land so well, we knew each other well. I dream of riding my white horse, while nothing would keep fate from taking the ranch away. I remember baking with my mom, and the little stone under my tongue, how they kept thirst away when I was young. Now I love the life I have, and I have plenty of days to face, but I sure miss the old home place. Well, we knew each other well. I dream of riding my white horse, while nothing would keep fate from taking the ranch away.
Kate McLeod, you're on Out of the Woods. Very, very nice. And that one also appears on her previous CD. Or is that your previous one, Blooming?
Yes, Blooming. We did put that one on Blooming, that Tim O'Brien produced. And on that album is Daryl Scott and Byron House and Kenny Malone. And
yeah, who are those guys?
They all ran off to tour with Robert Plant after my album.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tim O'Brien, he's I don't know how he does it. He's on everything. He pops up every new CD you get. There he is, producing it or playing on it or both. Or
he's been a supporter of mine for many years.
He's got some energy.
And we talked about producing an album of mine, and we had it all agreed. Yeah, we're going to do it, and we'll do it in a year or two. And then he won a Grammy, so you know I got his quote, the pre-Grammy quote. So.
That's funny.
It was fun.
T.O.B. Yes, indeed. Yeah, and Daryl Scott, you can't beat him either.
No, he was what a voice. Phenomenal. And we did this, the Blooming album, all live as a band. We rehearsed the songs a couple of times, and we just played them. I like to play like that with people. And, you know, all of the solos on here are incredible. They're completely on the fly. Daryl Scott's guitar solos are just out of sight.
That is amazing.
So, the only thing we had to overdub on Blooming was when Daryl couldn't play three instruments at the same time. just...
What's his problem? Why couldn't he pull that
off? What's
wrong
with him anyway?
Gee.
The slacker.
He needs to get that third arm surgery or whatever.
He put some great piano work on there, too, which surprised me. I had no idea what we were going to do. We just met at the studio, all of us. I had not met them before. We met at the studio and just did it all in a week.
So you nailed it.
We did.
Yeah, that's great, great stuff. Kate McLeod's here with us on Out of the Woods. We have a quick little break to take, play a little ID and a PSA, and we'll be right back after this.